Okay, B'siyata D'shmai, today's daf is Tzadi Ches in Meseches Pesachim. The Gemara tells us that there are tangential damages that happen on Purim. So for me, it's Baruch Hashem losing my voice. So Bezras Hashem, but we do the daf no matter what, no matter what's going on. Rav Dovi Sheikman brought me some hot water. We're in the Beit Shemesh cold right now. Baruch Hashem. In our tent. Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya. Now our daf is going to discuss the halachos of when a carbon Pesach is not bringable. And we're going to talk about a carbon that's nidche. Then, going on to Amud Beis, we're going to discuss a taruvos of a carbon Pesach. And then we're going to have a long mishnah about what happens when a carbon Pesach gets lost. Zokdei Lega Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Sadi Zayin on the base. Hamafrish Nekeva Pischoi. Someone separates a Nekeva for a Karban Pesach, which is Pasul. Karban Pesach is supposed to be a Zachar that's 1 year old, or that's not yet 1 year old. A Zachar Ben Shtei Shanim, but if it's already more than a year, it's also Pasul. So what are you supposed to do with that Karban Pesach? Yiroa Achi Yistayiv. The halacha is that the animal is supposed to roam until it gets a mum. Yistaev means that it has a mum. V'yiplu damav. Now here there's a big question what the appropriate girsa is. Almost everybody agrees that the girsa that we have in front of us in the Mishnah is wrong. And that is, it should be, take a look at Rashi, v'yiplu v'yavi b'damav shlamin. You sell the carbon and the money that's brought is, the money that is used is taken for a shlamin. Rashi says, the kavase, that even though the psul, it was nikba frasha, afo pisha mikara dichuyu, even though the moment in which you separate was problematic, hareyu ki kavua shenitcha. If you remember, I'll just make a remez, on daf tzadi vav, we already had examples of kavua shenitcha on the Mishnah and Tzadivav on the base. So Rashi says, She'ein hu atzmo krav shlamim eladamav. Whenever you have something that's kavua, that's nidcha, so then it's not blood as a shlamim, but rather, as Rashi learns, that you bring the damim as a shlamim. In other words, you take the damim, l'sham, the Rambam's girsa and Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, of course the Rambam often follows Rabbeinu Hananel, is v'yiplu damav linedava, that you just take the money and you put it into the pushka. Rashi is more mechudash, because what Rashi is saying is that even though this carbon was never shayach, still what you do is you view it as a carbon that was kavua, that was one shayach, and then you bring it as a shlamin. Either way, that will go the rest of the way according to Rashi. The Rashi says that yavi b'damav shlamin, you sell the animal, you bring it as a shlamin. Continues the Mishnah on top of Tzadi Ches. Amafrish Pischa Yumeis. If the separates the carbon Pesach, lo yivienu b'noi achrav l'shem Pesach, el l'shem shlamin. So if a child inherits the carbon Pesach, his father wasn't able to bring, so then in such a case, it's Rashi says on the second line, it's like Pesach shemeisu bailov, and there is not by monui on the carbon. So then in such a case, we know that a carbon Pesach could be turned into a carbon shlamin. Gemara begins. Amar Avuna Brei D'Rishua. Shema Minot Tlas. Rashi points out, Vamei V'nyavin, you could have already said this on the Mishnah and Sadi Vav, but either way, the Gemara brings it up over here. Now this Shema Minot Tlas appears in a few places in Shas. We have it in Kedushin. Anytime that we have a case in where you have a carbon, like this case of a carbon Nekeva, and we say that the Nekeva for the Pesach wasn't valid at all. It was Nidcha. So we learn three halachas. There's three are Shema Mina Bali Chaim Nidachim. Number one is that you have a Karban that was Nidcha, not when it was already Geshachten. It was Nidcha already before, when it was still alive. So I might have thought that in such a case, the din of Dichui doesn't apply. When do we say that's dichui, that you have to take the damim or something like that? That would only be if it was already geshachten. But to say that even when it's chai, it has a din of nidche, and in such a case, you can no longer bring it as a carbon. That might not apply when it's alive. You could change its status when it's alive. Kamash malon, no. And we also see that even if the original hakdasha was problematic, that still that's considered dichui, and you're stuck. As we saw with this nekeva, it has to be brought as the damim has to be used for shlam. You cannot redirect it. This carbon, when you said that it was going to be a carbon Pesach, that was ridiculous. It wasn't even shayach a carbon Pesach. So then, in what way is it considered a carbon Pesach? You are making the damim the carbon Pesach. And once it's nidche, the damim is nidche, then you have to bring it as a shlamim. So that's the three yesodos. The Gemara mentioned this in a few places. Mark continues. Now we talk about the case of the father that passes away. Tanur Abodin. Hamafrish es pischa yumeis. If a person's mafresh to Karm Pesach and he dies, so now we talk about what happens if the son was with him in the Karm Pesach. The Mishnah B'Pashtus was talking about where the son wasn't with him. Now we talk about the son was with him. So then Yivien al Shem Pesach, then you can bring as a Pesach. That's our case of Mishnah. Yivien al Shem Shlamim. Then it's brought as a Shlamim. Lushishas, or it's brought on first day of Chol Hamoed, Frekta Heilig Gemara. Luyudvav on Shishas are in, but Tesvav Loi Mashma, that the first day of Karban Pesach, you can't use it as a Shalmei Chagiga. Why not? So says the Gemara, no, it's not, there's no complicated Cheshbon. Lo, Kasavari, it's not that you have a problem with Tesvav, because this man Amar held, Nidarm and Adavis ain't craving B'yomtif, that you can't bring Nidarm and Adavis and Yomtif, and that's why he didn't mention it. Now the Gemara goes back and analyzes the case of when the father dies and the son is going to bring. It's a tragic case on Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, Demeis ha'av emas. When did the father die? Ilema demeis koidim chatzeis. If you're going to say he died before chatzeis, benoi memuna imai, yivienu l'shum Pesach, and the son now brings it. The son was an onig, says the Gemara, Ela demeis achar chatzais. And then, so what will we say? That the father died after chatzais. And then, we're going to be saying the following. Then we don't understand the second half. How could you say that in the case of where the child was not appointed with him, that you bring for a carbon shlamim? Hakavase chatzais. When chatzais came, the father was still alive. So what happened was you had a carbon Pesach that you were able to bring, and then it was itcha. Take a look at Rashi. Hakavase chatzais. First word on the line is bayoyim. Rashi says hakavase chatzais the Pesach viitcha mishlamim. He can no longer bring it as a shlamim. Datanan haPesach ha'imid bechatzais v'lo yikrivu yeroyah. The halacha is that you can't turn it anymore. It has to pasture and then get a mum like the other cases are in Mishnah. So how can you bring it as a shlamim? So Amar Rabba. Rabbi answered, "La'elam demeis kodem chatzais." Really, he died before chatzais. Aye, what does it mean that the son is going to bring it? U'mayivienu l'shem Pesach, a totally different shot l'shem Pesach sheni. It means the son is going to bring it for Pesach sheni. Abayu Amar, Abay gives a different shot. Letzdanin k'tani. The Braisa is talking about two entirely different cases. Meis achar chatzais. If the father died after chatzais, benoy memuna imenu. And the son was appointed with him, then Yivienu l'shem Pesach. Then in such a case, it should be brought as a carbon Pesach. Aye, the son was an onein, no problem. Because at the time that the chatzos began, the carbon Pesach was ra'ui l'carbon. So then in such a case, it could be brought as a carbon. Meis koidim chatzos. But if he died after chatzos, ein benoy memuna imenu, and the son wasn't memuna, then Yivienu l'shem shlamim. Then in such a case, it should be brought as a shlamim. But ein hachanami, if the benoy was mamuna, so then it would be entirely different halacha, as we mentioned earlier. A third teretz, Rav Shravyo Amar Lo'olam, really our braisa is talking about, demeis la'achar chatzais. We're talking about where the father died after Chatzais. Uki goyin shayu aviv goyseis. But the father was a goyseis b'chatzais. So the behema wasn't nikva by Chatzais for Pesach because roiv goyseis in lamisa. So that's why, even though the father was after Chatzos, you can't bring the carbon. Ravashi omar lo'olam d'meis achar Chatzais. The father died after Chatzais. And the Pesach should be nikva to a carbon. However, and it doesn't have any bailim. Nevertheless, it's going to be brought for a shlamim. Why? Urebi Shimini. It's following Rebbe Shimon. Damer ein bali chayim nidachim. We learned that the halacha is that once it's nidcha, you can never use it again for a shlamim. That was going according to, if you will, the Shema Minaz that we said above, that most Tanoim hold. Most Tanoim hold bali chayim nidachim, that even if it's alive and wasn't yet geshachten, it's already nidcha, can't be used for shlamim. But Rebbe Shimon holds not that way. He holds a bali chayim nidachim. Fifth teretz, Ravina Amar, Kigoyin Shefrishu, the Bailam or Mafrish, the Behema, the Pesach, Acher Chatzais, but Ulemesu Bailam, Acher Chatzais, and the Bailam died after Chatzais, because Savar Chatzais Keva, and the Tana of the Braisa holds that the moment of Chatzais is Keveya, the Behema is a Shem Pesach, and therefore the Behema is not considered the Chuya, because the Afrasha was done after Chatzais. Once that frush is done after Chatzais, that is going to be enough. Okay, so these are the five mahalchim that we have in the above braisa. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. HaPesach, Shinis Arev Bizvachim. You have a carbon Pesach that was mixed up with other karbanos vachim. So now we're talking about case of Taruvas. Kulan Yiroach Yistav. So you're stuck. You're stuck. The matnas damim of a carbon Pesach is different than the matnas damim of other karbanos. We're going to talk about now oila and shlamim, asham. So oila and asham have different nesinos, and the carbon Pesach you put onto the yisod. So you're stuck. So what do? You sell all of them, and you give so you have the carbon ola, you buy the best carbon ola with the money from the three. You buy the best carbon asha, and you buy the best carbon pesach. And then he has to pay the rest from his house. Now, if you have a bechor is an easier situation. If you're not talking about an oila, an asham, and a carbon pesach, but you have a carbon bechor, so bechor is different. Why is bechor different? Take a look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Nisarvu bebechor, says Rashi, shematan domim umatan dama pesach shove. Both of them, you don't have a zrika agami mizbech. Ve'ein tu'unin tnufas chazei v'shok. It doesn't also require tnufas chazei v'shok. Ve'lo smicha unesachim. It doesn't require nesicha unesachim. So therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, im chaburos kohanim yochu, that if you have chaburos kohanim, so then in such a case, then the kohanim could eat it. Why chaburos kohanim? Because you can't have anybody else eat the bechor. So if you happen to have had a chabura of kohanim in a karm pesach, this is why Rav Yoel and Rav Aaron should stay together. I don't know if there's a reason why Rabbi Yamin should make dafka with my father-in-law Levi. Can't think of a reason. But the Kohanim should stay together. Because if a Bechor, I'm not talking Halach L'maisa, Halavai, we should be talking Halach L'maisa, that the Kohanim should stay together, because if the Bechor would be mixed up with the Karban Pesach, they wouldn't have to do the idea of the Pidyon. They would just eat the Karban Pesach and the Bechor together, and there would be no problem. And the Matan Damim is the same Matan Damim but Yisod. And so, therefore, you know, they could eat all of it together. Now, the Gemara immediately challenges.
It can't just be one of the groups. It wouldn't be enough. One of the
no, because you don't know which one is which. So you and I can't eat the bechor. You're a little bit better than me, Rabbi Yom, but you're not in their league. Okay, and I'm not in your league. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. I always tease my wife that she married down. Okay. Yeah, my wife's the best lady. Yeah. So the Gemara says as follows on top of Tzadi Chesam Beis. The Gemara says they don't understand Rabbi Shimon's Rabbi Shimon's Eitzah. They don't understand Rabbi Shimon's Eitzah. Why? Because at the end of the day, is still the halacha is that a Bechor is Nechal L'shtei Yomim V'layla Echad. In contrast to Pesach, Noisar is already either by Chatzais or by the next morning. So now what's going to happen is if Rav Yol or Rav Aaron have left over stuff from their carbon, so then they're going to need to burn it. Says the Gemara, "B'shimla tame, the Amar mevim kachel beis apsul." Ah, beautiful. Ah, geshmak l'shitasa. It doesn't have to be a Reb Chaim's Rambam l'shitasa. Even a Gemara l'shitasa is also beautiful. Reb Shimon's l'shitasa, the Amar mevim kachel beis apsul. Only when you learn Torah could your, when you talk Torah could your voice get stronger. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's Dovi's water. Okay, so Reb Shimon says that because mevim kachel beis apsul disnan, Reb Shimon holds. Asham, Shinisar Bishlamim, Reb Shimon Arm Yishchatu Bitzaf of Yachlu Kichoymer Shevahen. The Pashtus is that you're stuck if you have an Asham and a Shlamim mixed up. So the Asham is brought in the Tzafon. So just bring in the Tzafon and just eat with all the Chumras. Amr Loi Lechavam said, Emifin Kachel Beis Apsul. But you're going to end up having to burn it earlier because Shlamim is also Shtei Yomim V'Layla Echad. So you're going to end up all burning all these karbanos earlier. No problem. The Reb Shimon will disagree. We pass like the Chachamim. Rabban Echi Avdinan. So what were the Rabbanu do in the case of Bechar? Amar Rava Namtin Loyad Shiyumumu. They should wait till it gets a mum. V'yavi Behema Shmena. And then bring a fat animal. V'leima Kol Hechad Isa the Pesach. Tachol Ola. Dahai. V'achlu B'taras Bechar Bal Mum. So they would transfer the Dmei HaYofe onto the animal to be a carbon Pesach, and then they would eat everything else, B'tayras Bechor, as a Balmum. That would be the Eitzah, which is not mentioned in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah was following Reb Shimon. Now we have a very long Mishnah. Normally when you have a Mishnah, it's not as hard as a Gemara. This Mishnah is almost as hard as a Gemara. We'll do our best, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And this Mishnah is going to talk about a Taruvas of Karbanis. Zok Dehelig of a Karban Pesach. Well, let me be more precise. Previously we spoke about two Karbanis that were mixed up. Now we're going to talk about where you have a Karban Pesach that got lost. So it might be mixed up somewhere else. You don't know where it is. Okay? And now everybody's looking for the Karban Pesach. And the Chabura comes up with certain Eitzes. Sometimes the Chabura comes up with good Eitzes, and sometimes the Chabura comes up with bad Eitzes. So that here, let's take a look. Chabura she'ibed pischa. The Chabura lost its Karban Pesach. Va'amru la'acher. So here is their Eitzah. They say, I read la'acher, I should say la'achod. They said to one of them, Tsei ubikesh u'shchoit aleinu. Go and look for the Karban Pesach, and if you find it, then have us in mind. We're all of us are together in the same chabura. V'halach. So let's say Rav Dovi went, and he went umatza, and he found it v'shachat, and you shechted, you found the Karban Pesach. In the meantime, Rabbi Yamin and I got uptight. We were worried that we don't have a Pesach, so we said, look, Dovi's going to take care of himself. V'heim, and what we did is lachu v'shachtu. So we went and we shechted. So im shaloi nishchat rishon, if Dovi's is keshechten first. Who elchem lishaloi? He could eat from his carbon pesach. Veheim eichlin imai mishaloi. And then we eat with your carbon pesach. So hopefully you come and you find us again. And then the second carbon pesach is not good. We have the first. Vim shalahem nishchat rishon. But if Rabbi Yamin and mine's is slaughtered first, heim eichlin mishaloi, we could eat from it. Vuhu eichlin mishaloi. And then in such a case, no problem. Dovi could eat from his. But if you don't know who is geshachten first, now we've got a problem. Or both of them, the shechita was at the same time. So then in such a case, there's no problem for Dovi to eat his. But we can't eat with you. And there's Yatzel Beis HaSreifa. That has to go out to the Beis HaSreifa because it was done second. If it was done second, so then in such a case, we're stuck. But ours might have also gone first, so that we don't even have the Pesach Sheni. So then we're going to be stuck. Okay. What about the following? Omar Lahem. So Dovi said as follows: Im echarti suvishachtu alai. If you don't see me come back, so then bring the carbon pesach also for me. In the previous case, we didn't take care of Dovi. We didn't think his job was to go to find the carbon to carbon the pesach. So he says, look, if I don't come back, that's a bad sign. That means I didn't find the carbon pesach, and so in the second case, Amalehen, Imecharti, the second case is, he says, if I come late, Suvishachtu alai, then that's a bad sign that I didn't find the carbon, and Shech the carbon, a second carbon for me, Halach, Umatza, but he found, Vishachat, and he Shechted, Vehein Lachu, Vishachtu, and they found, and they also Shechted. So Im Shelohen Nishchat Rishon, if theirs was Geshachten first, Hein Ochel Mishelohen, Vuachali Moed, so no problem. Then Rav Dovi could be Mitzurif. Vim Shaloi Nishchat Rishon, and if his was Geshachten first, no problem also. Hu Eichel Mishaloi. Then because he spelled out that he was going to be connected to this carbon, only if he didn't have his own carbon, Ve'en Eichel Mishaloi, then they could also eat theirs. Ve'em Einu Yedua Ezeman Nishchat Rishon. And if he doesn't know which one was Geshachten first, O Sheshachtu Shneim Ke'achad, Hein Ochel Mishalohen, V'hu Hein Ochel Imam. So here, Rav Dovi is stuck, because there was a safek which carbon he was included, V'hu Hein Ochel Mishaloh, and his, which might have come second, which, if it came second, was not a carbon Pesach at all, Yatzel Beis HaSreifa, U'patum L'asas Pesach Shein. He goes to Beis HaSreifa, is Pater from Beis HaShein. Third case, Amar Lahen, V'amru Lod. He says to them, and they also say to him, Ochlu, Ochlin Kulan Minarisha. They say that they're going to eat from the first. In other words, no. Amar Lahen. No, he says to them. He says to them that they should shech the carbon pesach for him. And they say to him, Amalehen, va'amru lai. Yeah. He says to them, to Shecht, and they say to him, that if you find the carbon Pesach, so then Shecht for us. So Ochlan kulam in a Rishon. Then they all eat from the Rishon. V'mein yedu'ay be'ezam in ishchat Rishon, shnein yosel be'ez ha'sreifa. The difference between this case and the previous case was, up until now, the assumption was that the bigger chabura, you and I, were always going to stay with our carbon pesach. We weren't going to connect to Rav Dovi's carbon pesach. Now we're saying whoever finds it first, they're going to be included. Okay. Lo amar lehen. They didn't tell him to go shecht this carbon pesach. V'loy amru loy. He went on his own. So ein achron zelazah. So then, in such a case, then no one is connected to the other. He eats from his carbon pesach. They eat from their carbon pesach, and that's it. Okay. Now our Mishnah goes to a different case. Shtei chaburos shenis arvu pischem. If you have two chaburos that had their carbon pesach mixed up. So here we have a brilliant idea. Elu moshkin lahen echad, ve'elu moshkin lahen echad. So you have two chaburos. Now we're talking about Rav Dovi has his own one chabura with a bunch of guys. And then Rabbi Yamin has his chabura. And then what happens is they got both carbon pesach and got mixed up. So what do you do? So echam elu baloi eitzal elu. So you have one person from Rabbi Dovi's chabura that comes to Rabbi Yamin's chabura, and one person from Rabbi Yamin's chabura comes to Rabbi Dovi. Ve'echam elu baloi eitzal elu. And this is what they say: Im shalon hu pesach hazeh. If this is our carbon pesach, Rav Dovi says, if this is our carbon pesach, yodecha mishuchas mishalachav nimnesal shalanu, you're included in our carbon. You've changed teams. Vim shalchahu ha-pesach hazeh. And if this carbon pesach is actually yours, so then yodecha mishuchas mishalanu v'nimnesal alzeh shalach, could we join into your carbon pesach? And he says, yes. So that's what's done. And this applies even if there are many chaburs. V'chei chamesh chabur shel chamisha, chamisha v'sel asara asara. You do the same thing. Moshe lehen, echa mikol chabur v'chabura. eat, you have every chabura joining the other, v'kachem omrim, and they make this tonight. The one problem where this won't work is if you have only two people. Rabbi Yamin has his own Karban Pesach, and Rav Dovi has his own Karban Pesach with no one else. Shnayim shenisarvu pischeyen, if you only have two yechidim, so then you have to do the following. Zem moishech loy echad, v'zem moishech loy echad. Each one goes and finds somebody from the street. V'zem mana imo echad min hashuk, v'zem mana echad min hashuk. Each one finds a person from the street. Moishech means each one takes one of the Karban Pesachs, and then they take someone else from the shuk. They take a person from the shuk. And what do they say? Zeb ba'itzel zeb, zeb ba'itzel zeb. So then you say, okay, Rabbi Yamin takes somebody from the shuk, and he says, go to Rav Dovi. Rav Dovi takes someone to the shuk, and he says, go to Rabbi Yamin. Im sheliu pes, v'kachemim. And this in what the Bailam then say. Then Rav Dovi says, Im sheliu pesach zeh, if it's my pesach, yodecha meshuchas meshulcha, you no longer on Rabbi Yamin's team, v'nim nisal sheli, v'im shelcho pesach zeh, yodai meshuchas mishali, v'nim nisal shelach. And they do the exact same cheshbon by bringing in someone from the street. B'siyata d'shmaya, this concludes Daf Tzadiches, and I now realize that the best skula when you lose your voice is to say Daf Yoyim Yishir. I'll get a little bit better. Wishing everybody a freilich and